وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, and dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we're talking about human beings, and we said in previous episodes that when people become greedy, number of things will happen that will cause the corruption of society on a personal scale and on the social scale as well. So it's no longer a sin that will just affect you, but it will affect the people around you as well. And especially when a system becomes greedy or a country becomes greedy, then the effects and the devastation becomes a lot larger and a lot more. One of the effects that follows a system or people who indulge themselves in the moral sin of greed and hers is that they will be humiliated on a personal level. They will be, let's say, the topic of others in terms of trying to look down at them and speak less of them. So, for example, we see Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, Al-hirsu dhullun wa ana. Greed is a form of humility and a form of pain. Because when a person is greedy, then all he's doing is he's bringing more pain to himself. The pain of trying to have more and constantly worried about what they have that they might lose. So there is no ease in their life. That's what greed does. So we spoke about one of the things that it does before, that it brings, oh, a person would lose his chastity, his haya. Now he becomes humiliated in a form of, as we call in Arabic, dhil, as Amir Munin calls it. And then he says, al-harisu asirun. A person who is greedy, he's imprisoned to his own, by his own greed. So why would a person imprison himself? And then the Imam says, la yufakku asru. He puts himself in a position and he chains himself in a way where his chains cannot be opened anymore, because he becomes like that animal that just wants to kill and eat until one day he himself perish fighting other animals. Human beings were not meant to be like that. Even Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, مَا أَقْبَحُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ رَغَبَةٌ تُذُلَّهُ. He says, how ugly it is for a person, for a believing person, to have a need that humiliates him or her. I want wealth, I want money, and I will do whatever it takes. And I lose my haya in between, I lose my humility in between, just so I can get what I want. And the Imam says, this is the ugliest thing a person could put himself in, that he becomes in need of something, that he would lose everything in between. And one of the most things that a person should have is his dignity, because a mu'min needs to be glorified, or he is glorified in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is dignified in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he becomes a prisoner to his needs, then he will lose that. He will lose that dignity. He will lose that, you know, power that Allah has given him, that halo that Allah has given him, which, you know, makes him a respected person because of greed. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So, greed being a deadly moral sin that when people and systems indulge in, as a result, a number of things will take place. Among these things that happen when people indulge in greed is the fact that their life will become just trouble. Their life will become uneasy. Their life will be at least less relaxed and less calm. Greed does not bring calmness to the mind. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, he says, Al-harisu mat'ubun fi ma yadhurruh. A greedy person is constantly troubled by that which harms him, which is greed. So we, as human beings, if we want to live a happy life, we were told to work. We were told to have money. We were told to have position of things, house, a car, and what you need. But don't exceed that need of yours. When it becomes a marathon of having more of money, more houses, more cars, more of everything in this dunya, then that's where hirs comes in. And the more we want, the more we have to work. The more we have to work, the more tired we will get. And when we say tired, a person sometimes gets tired physically and sometimes gets tired mentally. And you see the people that wants to make money, they're constantly thinking. They're constantly working. They're 24 hours just trying to find ways to find more, because they think that if they find more, they'll be happy and relaxed. But in fact, it works the opposite. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the son of Adam, when he gets a valley of gold and jewelry, he would want another valley. And when he gets a second valley, he would want the third. And we're talking about a valley here, not a treasury, not a small box, not a bank account, a valley. And yet, human beings want more and more and more. That is greed. And having to think of it and wanting so much of things and trying to constantly work your way throughout the day, just trying to make more money, more of everything, that will definitely make a person tired, mentally and physically. Why would a person put himself in that state? Why would we put ourselves in that state? Yes, like I said, we need to work. We need to make money to survive because we have other purposes. We're not here to gather. We're not ants. We're not bears. We don't hibernate. Therefore, we need to collect 6 months worth of food or 6 months worth of money so I can make up for the next 6 months. That's not how human beings work. Have enough for yourself. Have enough to make your life live comfortable. But don't chase it, because chasing this dunya, chasing this world, in fact, it means that a person will step on the rights of other people. And sometimes when we talk about greed, a person takes the rights of those who are closest to him. When a husband, for example, or a wife who has money and they become greedy, they don't even spend on their own family. They oppress their own family, their own children, their own spouses. And that is a problem. So one of the causes that causes humanity to crumble and to fall apart is that when we have so much greed that we deal with. So we have to be very careful. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله.